This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. When the Supreme Court removed most state restrictions on abortion back in 1973, who could have predicted the world we live in today? When the ruling came down, few understood the long-term implications. I remember speaking on the issue in college classrooms a few years later and wondering when the Supreme Court would reverse its decision. By the 1980s, it seemed like only a matter of time that abortion would once again be restricted in America. That did not happen. A whole generation of young people have grown up never having known a time when abortions were illegal. They may have seen some protests and may have heard some debate about the subject, but that perhaps is the sum total of their experience. Abortion has left a scar on the soul of this nation, just like the scar slavery left on America's soul in previous centuries. Unfortunately, many Americans cannot see the scar that abortion has left on this country. I see the evidence of these scars when I take phone calls from women who are exploited by abortion. I see evidence of these scars when I hear the cavalier comments of young people about human life. I see those scars when I hear people debate related issues like stem cell research and physician-assisted suicide. But I also see the healing when I see the good work of pregnancy resource centers. I understand from people working in this area that there are three times as many pregnancy resource centers in this country as there are abortion clinics. In many ways, the pro-life movement is winning the war of ideas. And I'm encouraged that so many young people, our future leaders, are pro-life and understand the importance of being pro-life. So there are some encouraging signs, even as we see the scars left by abortion. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.